Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is cyber station, USA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
For stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, those we've grown to love through the years, and yes, of course, the legends. We open the program with Sunny, performed by our guest here in the studio, Charles Langford. Hi there.
Hi, Joan.
Oh, welcome to the Jazz Room.
It's so good to be here.
Now you're listening to Sunny from his recent CD, That's What's Up. He's going to talk with us about his journey in making this recording that is mainly his own compositions and more. Right now, enjoy Charles Langford, Sunny.
Thank you.
Welcome, Chuck, to the Jazz Room. Now, I opened with this song because I really like your rendition of this tune, Sonny. How would you describe your playing?
How would I describe myself? I guess, my inspirations have been, like, Grover Washington was, like, my first, you know, Grover Washington, Paul Desmond, and then moving on to, like, John Coltrane and Charlie Parker, Sonny Rollins are all my inspirations. So I guess I'm a mixture of all of that, you know, and, yeah.
If somebody were to put you in, you know how the music business puts you in a class, in a pigeonhole.
Yeah.
Where would they pigeonhole you, do you think, or could they?
I guess in like contemporary jazz, I guess it's not smooth jazz. It's not, I mean, but it's, and it's not traditional, you know.
It's much more, I'd say contemporary. That's a good sound. Now tell us a bit about your background. When did you first start playing saxophone?
I started when I was 9 years old. Instantly fell in love with the saxophone. And my mother, like when I was a kid, the first thing that I ever learned to play was Paul Desmond's Like a Bridge Over Troubled Waters, his version of that. And, my mother, like, I didn't read music at the time, and she was a classical vocalist, and she would sit there like painstakingly listening to every note and then like writing the note out, and I'd like try to find it on my saxophone, and then, you know, it took forever, and she was so patient, and yeah, that was my first experience playing.
Wow. Yeah. Well, no, that's usually what gets you started.
Yeah.
So you have the music in your blood and in your background.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you describe the compositions on the CD of yours called That's What's Up. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, That's What's Up.
All right. And as reflecting your journey, you have some cool names here. I know Sonny is a cover, so to speak.
Yes, yeah.
But you have like Mary's Mood and That's What's Up. Well, what's that title all
Which
about?
Which one?
That's What's Up.
That's What's Up. I was looking for, you know, a title that represented like the time now, you know, and like a slang hip saying, you know, that people say, and that one stuck with me. I mean, I hear like the younger kids always saying, yo, that's what's up. And so I was like, all right, so that's what's up.
Right,
so I had to write something that I thought would capture that.
Okay, another one that catches my eye is Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Can I know these are your compositions? Yes. So what brought
Lost? One of my best friends. He grew up without a father, father figure in his house. And his wife, his father-in-law, he really took him under his wing, and his father-in-law passed away, and I wanted to share, give something to my friend Chuck. And we're best friends. We're both Chuck.
Okay. And so this was for this song Lost.
Yeah, it's dedicated to the passing of his father-in-law.
Okay, and I bring that up also because we're gonna play that song in a minute, but we have a friend in common on your CD, mm-hmm. one of the musicians there. Tell us about the musicians and
okay, yeah,
what we have in common.
Frank Wilkins, my big brother.
Those are our common buddies.
Oh yeah. Frank is a wonderful pianist on this. I think he's on three of the compositions. He's on Mary's Mood. He's on Lost, which we're about to hear, and he's also on. Are those the only two he's on?
I think that's it. Well, why don't we right now take a listen to... just tell me the names of the other musicians.
Okay,
on this particular song, I think I see
Yeah, it's Frank, yeah, Frank Wilkins is playing keys and piano. Is Mike Feingold on this one?
On guitar,
Mike Feingold. Jimmy Junebug Jackson is on drums.
Oh, I like that name. And
Lenny Stallworth on bass.
Okay, well, let's take a listen now to Lost.
Thank you.
You're in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We're here talking with our guest, saxophonist, composer, Charles Langford. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, how you doing, Joan?
I like that tune. That's a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful
thank
song
you,
with a
you.
Beautiful sentiment. Now, what can you say is one of the highlights of your career to date?
Well, this record is definitely, CD, excuse me, it's not a record.
That's right. Well, you know.
Dating myself, but this is definitely one of the biggest moments that I've experienced, and the whole process of going through it.
Is this your first one?
This is my first.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead.
The process of me recording it was life changing because it gave me the I had worked with great musicians before, but not in the capacity of like studio and dealing with emotions and stuff. And yeah, because some of them, I mean, for instance, recording this, I don't know if these guys are going to get mad at me for telling this story, but I'm going to share it anyhow. When we were recording this, the drummer, Junebug, was... he had a problem with the bassist, and they were like arguing, and I'm like, oh my God, this thing is not, I mean, this is the last date of the session. I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen? I mean, and I was like, let's just play. And I really had to play very peacefully I feel that that's what helped us through it, is just me breathing and trying to spread the peace and keep harmony.
I do know the process of putting together a CD.
Mm-hmm.
It is life-changing. I kind of liken it to giving birth, but the pain and the agony.
And the money.
And everything.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh my goodness. Now, before we go much further, can you tell people how we can find your CD?
Oh, you can purchase it on iTunes or any one of the digital download stores, eMusic, iTunes. I don't know.
Are you on CD Baby?
CD Baby.
Okay.
Amazon.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, now let's listen to the title tune, which is called That's What's Up.
Thank you.
What's up?
That's what's up.
That's what's up. The name of the tune. We're here with saxophonist, composer, Chuck Langford.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
And he was just playing. That was the title tune from title composition.
Yep, from the
from your CD.
Yes.
Titled That's What's Up. Okay, now one more time before we go too far, please tell everyone how we can get a hold of your CD.
You can purchase it at iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com, and I mean any one of the digital retail stores. It's in some stores, like Barnes and Noble, I think might have it. They were supposed to get it. So
okay, well that's good. That's good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Now, just one last thought. What advice would you have for young sax players wanting to come out and play jazz?
Practice. All the boring things that, you know, scales and, you know, arpeggios and all that, and listen to the greats, yeah, and try to emulate, and then forget about it, and go out and see live music, and I guess, I mean, and that's it, and just make sure that you love it.
Yeah, right. That's true. You gotta love it. You gotta love this music, and it is, it just kind of catches you.
Yeah.
You know, it caught me young.
Yeah, same with me.
Yeah. The jazz caught me young. Yeah, so what can I tell you? Well, we're going to go on, and we're going to hear one more tune from your CD. It's titled, and we're going to go out with this tune, Someone to Love. Is there anything you want to say very quickly about that one?
Someone to Love is I started off writing it a few years ago, and I, like when I got to the studio, I ended up changing some stuff on it, and it's just a work, and it's just part of my experience, you know. Just hope you enjoy it.
Okay, well, here we are with Charles Langford and Someone to Love.
Thank you.
come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. And thank you, Charles Chuck Langford, for coming and visiting us.
Joan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Now, we love hearing from you. You may send your comments and questions through the Jazz Room page of my website, www.joanwatsonjones.com. Also, you'll find a photo of Chuck during his visit here in the Jazz Room and a direct link to his website, myspace.com/Chuck Langford. Until next time, you have been listening to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
The opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyberstation USA.
Cyberstation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyberstation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and Cyberstation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive Cyberstation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Cyberstation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyberstation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is cyberstationusa.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio. The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.